Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. God bless you. Oh, my God, I keep on having these difficulties here and getting on the blog. But I tell you, the devil's a liar. It's just a good sign that we're on the right track. Hold on, my daughters, my sons, my children, my brothers, my sisters, those who are in the ministry of the Lord, hold on. Amen. Though you go through tests, though you go through trials, tribulations, hold on, because if you do, and be not weary in well-doing, in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Yeah, the enemy doesn't want this to go on. I know why, because it's giving God total praise. And the enemy doesn't want God to get the praise. He doesn't want him to have the glory. Why would he be fighting us on this blog? Because he's determined that this year God is not going to get the praise. But let me just serve notice on the devil. Too late, devil. We've already got the victory. We're always shouting. We're already giving God praise. If not here, we're going to give him praise in our sleep. If not there, we're going to give him praise on our job. If not there, we're going to give him praise in the midnight hour. If not there, we're going to give him praise in the noonday hour. If not there, we're going to give him praise in the morning. If I don't give him praise, other people on this line are giving praise. Ambassador Hendricks is going to give him praise. Ambassador Pfeiffer is going to give him praise. Ambassador Hodges is going to give him praise. And Lady Betty is going to give him praise. People from everywhere are going to give him praise. We're going to give him praise. We're going to give him adoration. No matter who doesn't on this line, if we're not present, somebody else is going to take the mantle. It's going to be like Elijah and Elisha. He said, listen, I want a double portion. I want to give God on a double portion of praise. And Elijah said, listen, if you just stick with me while I'm on this journey, and when I'm caught up, I'll drop my mantle. I'll give you my mantle, and you can give him more praise. You see, Elijah dropped that mantle as he was being caught up in a chariot of fire. And Elisha said, remember what you promised me. Remember. And he dropped that mantle, and all of a sudden, praise. Oh, my God. He had the power in his hand in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, you all have to remember that if your chief ambassador is not there, don't let the enemy stop your praise. If you can't even be heard, keep on praising him. Keep on giving God glory. Keep on giving God adoration. He will bless you. He will give you the victory. This is our year of victory. That's why the enemy won't try to make us think that it's not going to be the year of victory. But I declare, if you keep on praising him, if you keep on telling him thank you, if you keep on glorifying the Lord, I declare unto you that it's going to be a turnaround. Oh, it's going to be a turnaround. Just let your praise be known unto God. Let your praise go up to God. It's going to be a turnaround. God's going to turn things around and bless your family. You're going to have a year of victory. Victory in your church. Victory in your home. Victory with your family. Victory on your job. Victory in your body. Being healed in your body. Being turned around, everything that the enemy is trying to do, instead of being backwards, God's going to turn around and let it be forward. See, God is not a backwards mentality God. He deals in the forward. He deals in the future. He deals in the now, but not going backwards. Oh, yeah, only thing the backwards are back, the things in the back can do is just launch you toward the forward. You have to remember what God has done for you in past times. Remember how he brought you out. And move forward, move forward. I want to just serve notice on every person on this prayer line, on this block line. When you don't hear me, yeah, start praising God. Amen. Just pray and ask God, Lord, we praise you because you're going to bring him on. You're going to bring him back. You're going to lift him up. You're going to help him. Don't let the enemy get you in this camp. He tries to take people and have crab mentality. I'm going to pull him down. I don't want him to go up. I don't want him to be nobody. I don't want him to have nothing. No. We are people. If you're not there, I'm going to praise God. If you're not there, I'm going to give God glory. If he's not there, I'm going to honor the Lord. If he's not there, I'm going to believe God for miracles. If he's not there, I'm going to believe God to bring him out. If he's not there, I know God's going to help him. God's going to make a way. And not only that, it's for me too, because every time I pray for him, it's like Job. He didn't get his captivity lifted until he really prayed for his friends. And I'm going to pray for my friends. And then the prayer and the blessings are going to come back to me. Because I bless somebody else, God's going to bless me. I read in Romans 2:11 that God is not a respecter of persons. In other words, if he'll bless me, he'll bless you too. If he bless your brother, he'll bless you too. If he blesses your sister, he'll bless you too. No matter who you are, he's not going to respect others and not respect you. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to supply all your needs. He's going to meet you where you need to be met. He's going to lift you up when you're falling down. He's going to enlarge your territory. He's going to give you the victory this year. You ought to be able to shout right now, I can't hear you, but God hears you. Victory in Jesus. I save you forever. He taught us and he bought us with his redeeming blood. We got the victory. Too late, devil. We already got the victory. We had it last year because God said miracles like we never seen in 2015. And we had it in 2014 because God told us blessings like we never seen in 2014. And now this year, God said, this is our year of victory. You're going to have the victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told the devil, get thee behind me, because victory is mine. I wonder if somebody hear me right now. You ought to be able to give God the victory. I got it in my heart and my soul. Well, how you going to give God the victory? Just start praising him like it's already done. I don't even see it sometimes, but that's what faith is. You got to learn to praise him when you don't even see it. The Bible says we're saved by hope, and hope that not seen is hope. It's not hope, rather, but we hope but that we see not, then we with patience wait on the thing we've been praying for. It. I've come to tell you, my sisters and brothers, wait on the things that the Lord promised you. I asked God, so, Lord, you told me to tell some people something, but I haven't seen it come to pass. Many things I've seen come to pass, but some I haven't. He said, just tell them, son, that if I promise them anything through you, it's on the way. By God, it's on the way. You may not be able to see it, but it's on the way. Yes, your miracle is on the way. Your phenomenal blessing is on the way. Your financial blessing is on the way. The healing of your back is on the way. The healing of your stomach is on the way. The healing of your lungs is on the way. You may not see it, but the healing in your breast is on the way. That cancer healing is on the way. That diabetes healing is on the way. It's on the way. Yeah. In 2016. And I want to just tell you how you're going to get the victory this year. You got to loose things over yourself. I loose miracles over myself. I loose blessings like I've never seen over myself. I loose more anointing over my life. I loose more of God's presence in my life. I loose more of his phenomenal blessings over my life. I loose more of God's taking me to higher heights over my life. I loose more of you taking me to deeper depths than over my life. I am more than a conqueror. I can do anything through Christ Jesus. I'm loosing that over my life. I am successful in my life. I am a blessing rather than a curse. The curses that people tried to put on me right now, they're going to be reversed. Thank you, Jesus. The curse is being reversed. The blessings of the Lord are here. The blessings of the Lord are here. We can feel him in the atmosphere. Woman of God, don't you see the Lord is speaking to you? Don't you hear him speaking to you? We're not speaking no curses against you. We're just speaking the curses to anybody who tries to curse you. It's going to be a turnaround. You're going to be the blessed one. You're going to be the one who's the lender and not the borrower. You're going to be the one that has blessings on the inside. The devil's trying to destroy you on the inside, trying to suppress you down and make you think you ain't nothing and that you ain't ever going to go nowhere. But that curse is being reversed now. In the name of Jesus, I loose blessings on your life. Hey, I loose the anointing on your life. I loose the blessings of the Lord in your family. I loose the blessings of the Lord on your finances. I loose the blessings of the Lord on your inheritances. You've been waiting and waiting for your inheritance to come, but the Lord told me to loose it on you in 2016. You're going to be more financial. Naturally blessed than you've ever been in your life. Hey, glory! You ought to praise him like it's already done. You ought to praise him like you see the blessing. You ought to praise him like you got to turn around. You ought to praise him like you've been taught to praise him. Praise him. That's what faith is. You got to praise him before you see it manifested in the natural, because it's already happening in the spirit realm. But I dare you to start praising him like you just lost your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been good. You've been a blessing. Thank you for working a miracle in my life. You ought to praise him right now. Even though you can't, I can't hear you, I know you're praising him. They praising him in Africa. They praising him in Brazil. They praising him all over in Russia. They praising him in France, in New Britain, in New England. Wherever they are, they're praising the Lord on the Gaza Strip. Oh, yes. Excuse me. I don't mean to act up on this line, but I know I got the victory here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, I hear the praises going up. You ought to hear him. You say, God praises him. You ought to hear him in Africa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I enjoy just hearing them in Africa, telling the Lord how they appreciated him and having faith like no other people all in Africa. That there's having faith in God. Hey, they're having faith in God, and even in England, and even in India, you ought to see the precious brothers and sisters over there giving God praise. And I can't let no rocks, like, in other words, I can't let other things praise God for me. The Indians got their own praise. The Africans got their own praise. But what about us here in America? We can't let people praise God for us. We're able to speak ourselves. We ought to be able to praise him for our own selves. Yes, we ought to thank him for how he brought us out of 2015. Thank him for how he's given us a turnaround in our finances, a turnaround in our body, a turnaround with sickness. I'm speaking it right now because I believe it in the spirit realm. And I thank you. God's doing it for you. I want you to lay your hand all over your front door and speak victory over your house. Go to your front door right now and lay that hand on your front door and tell God, thank you. Thank you for the victory. 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 You got it. You got it. Got it. You got got it, you got it. In the next few minutes, just keep on praising for us. Let's open up the lines if we can and let the people praise the Lord in the name of Jesus and give him a thank you. Give him a shout of praise. Give him a shout of glory. He's the only true and living God. We ought to praise him for what he's doing and praise him for what he's already done and praise him for what he's doing now. You got the victory, my brothers and sisters. You got the victory. You got the victory. You got the victory. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Take time now and just thank him. Don't try to ask him for nothing. Just thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Yes, we have it, we have it. You have the victory. Oh, it's all right now. Yeah, I know the enemy tried to block you in 2015, but I know God brought you out, and he didn't bring you this far to lead you. He didn't lift you up just to let you down. He brought you this far to bless you. He brought you this far to take you in to the promised land. Oh, you got the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus. Just hold on a little while longer. Hold on a little while longer. You got the victory. Oh, you got the victory. Oh, you got the victory. Oh, you got the victory. This is your year of victory. This is your year of supernatural blessings. This is your year of spectacular things happening in your life. And God said, you got the victory. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's take it out with praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody help me praise him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Hey, glory, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open your mouth. Come on, let's praise him like we're going out here. Thank you, Lord. Come on, don't start like we start. Let's praise him like we ended. Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise the holy name. We give you the glory. All of the adoration. All of the praise belongs to you. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Open your mouth and shout praises unto him. Thank you for what he's done for you. Thank him for the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Praise him like it's your last night to praise him. You don't know. It may be the last night to praise him. Why don't you take it out like it's your last night? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We're glory in you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, the fact that y'all got on here at all tonight is a victory. Let's give him a victory shout. Thank God for letting you get on the line tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you.
Oh, bless his name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Right when we're about to close here, amen, we're out of time, but the fact that you got on means that we gave the devil a black eye, and you can't come on just like it's nothing, shalom. Oh, no, 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 no. God gave us a miracle right then, amen. On 1 minute before we closing, God opened up the line for you to give him praise. And you mean to tell me, come on, give him a good praise. Give him the best praise
you
got.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise his holy name. God bless you. God bless you. I'm in town. Let me give the address. If anybody wants to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 26593 in Overland Park, Kansas. Oh, yeah, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 6622. 662-5-66225. Write me there at P.O. Box 26593. And the zip code, Overland Park, Kansas, zip code 66225. God bless you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful night. And may the Lord bless everything you do this 2016. God bless you. You're dismissed.